live at Gillette Stadium, the stage of this year's AFC Championship game in 20 hours. The New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars will play for a chance at football's ultimate prize, the Super Bowl. And tonight, we're coming to you live from the home of Robert Kraft on the eve of the biggest game of the season. Tonight, the Kraft family is hosting the Patriots alumni and friends. But fear not, the theme here tonight is a familiar one, not done. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to this AFC Championship live edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. The accomplishments of this organization are sometimes taken for granted. This will be the seventh consecutive year the Patriots are going to the AFC Championship game, and that, my friends, is an NFL record. Unreal. With a win tomorrow, Robert Kraft will have won his ninth conference championship. That's the most of any owner. With a win tomorrow, Bill Belichick will have won his eighth conference championship, the most by any coach. And with a win tomorrow, Tom Brady will be starting in his eighth Super Bowl, the most by any quarterback. But tonight, Patriot Nation has just one concern, the health of Tom Brady. Not since Michael Jackson's, his glove hand has been more scrutinized. Not since that. Brady's status is listed as questionable on the injury report, and there's no question that that was the biggest story of the week. Meredith Gorman has more.
The highs and the lows of the regular season have led the Patriots to this point. They're headed to their seventh straight AFC championship and will face the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday afternoon at home. A tough opponent and another trip to the Super Bowl on the line.
It's very rare. We understand that, and it's certainly something that we don't take for granted and never gets old, because this is why you play the game.
It's going to be a big challenge. It's the best team we're facing all year. We're coming up in the AFC Championship game this weekend, so we got to be ready, we got to be prepared, and it's going to be a big, tough challenge for sure.
The opportunity to win the game took a strange turn during the week when Tom Brady suffered a hand injury at practice.
Not talking about it.
Dan, did Tom Brady participate with the rest of the team in practice today, participate in plays, throwing footballs?
He did. He looked good.
Thumbs up or thumbs down for Sunday?
We'll see.
Some enter this game with more experience than others. For 19 members of this team, advancing to the AFC Championship is all they know. Tom Brady will play in his 12th conference championship game, and when you break down the numbers, that's 75% of his career that he's made it this far. But players are aware that it's a new year and a one-game season, and playing the Jaguars on Sunday is an opportunity that simply cannot be taken lightly. Well, on the injury front, Tom Brady could be a game-time decision, but if you know Tom, you know he always shows up for the big games. Now, Alan Branch, Rex Burkhead, both of them were close to returning last week. They should be back out there on the field tomorrow. Back to you, Steve.
You ever run across Steve Ashman?
All right, Meredith, thank you very much. For joining me now is honorary captain Drew Bledsoe, Patriot Hall of Famer Drew Bledsoe, Scott Zolak. We'll be calling the game on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Honorary captain. It's
honorary
good to see
captain.
You, first of all, my friend.
It's great to be back. Always great to be here.
How's that make you feel, honorary captain?
Yeah, it's a super great honor. It was really cool, and RKK called and told me he wanted me to come out. The only problem is I was always, and Zoe will tell you this, I was always a horrible coin flip guy. Oh, I'm geez. Way less than 50%, so hopefully the Patriots can overcome my my coin toss ability.
He's also, we don't want
he doesn't have anything to worry about. He forgot that we're the home team tomorrow, so we actually do the flipping. I think, Jones-Drew? I think he's calling it for Jacksonville.
Okay, good.
So I think he's going to call it.
Okay, I'll just
Drew
be there.
Has nothing to worry about. He's going to do
good.
A smile. You know, we'll just go out there, we'll wave and do all that stuff.
All right, I got to bring up the topic, handemonium.
Right.
Handemonium. Mm-hmm. You've been there, through that before. Before you go back to your injury, let's talk about Brady. What will you have to go through tomorrow?
I mean, nobody knows how bad it is, and I don't have any insight any more than you guys do. But, you know, the one thing I will tell you that I learned when I hurt my finger was that if your mechanics are pure, your hand's just along for the ride. As long as he can
Your mechanics are pure.
As long as he can grip the football, he's going to be fine.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And, you know, shoot, you never think you're going to play, right? This guy breaks the tip of his index finger, and there was a pin sticking half an inch out.
Well, we're going to go back to that game.
So what people forget about, Steve, though, that's the last thing to leave the football as far as when you get the rotation.
When you're pronating.
So this guy can shoot it up and go, I'm sure 12 can too.
Well, and let's go back to that, because that was back in 1998 where you
Trace Armstrong, right?
Coming through your finger and throwing the football.
Well, see, that's back in the good old days, right? Back when men were men, you know what I mean? It was leather helmets. You know, nobody sat out games.
So
you just
Tom
played.
Brady's watching this, what would you tell Brady?
Tommy, let's go. What are you whining about? Let's play. Come on, buddy.
He doesn't get hurt. He told us he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, that's all, right. Yeah.
No, in that game, I truly didn't know if I was going to be able to play. And we came out, we shot it up, I think it was Friday before the next game. And it was like, hey, you know what? Actually, it works.
But so, you had stitches, right? They had to stitch you up as well.
I had pins in it and all kinds of different stuff going on.
See, that's the funniest thing. Like, when I'm calling the games, and I've been calling the games for 6 years.
Right.
So I watch Tom in the pocket. I can tell when something's not right. And it takes me back to my playing days when I'm watching this guy. And after he threw it off, I can tell when he's hurt or not. And he's grabbing that finger, and he's just shaking his head, looking. That's when you snap the chin strap a little tighter. I start squeezing the ball. And, yeah, hey, 7 years it took to get this guy out of there.
Okay, so let's go back to the game where you beat the Jaguars, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
Talk about that. Do you remember those memories?
You know, I do, and it was so funny. I had completely forgotten until earlier this week that the lights went out during that game. Like the weirdest thing, I mean, it's the biggest stage in sports outside of the Super Bowl. And the lights went out. Was it second quarter, third quarter? When was it?
During that game.
I think it was right before, or I think it was third quarter.
Second quarter. I think it was second quarter.
Okay,
yeah, the
so
lights
Robert flipped the switch because he wanted
right,
a new
right,
stadium.
Trying to get a new stadium, yeah. Which worked out very well
and
for
now
him.
We got Patriot Place. I mean, what else can you ask for?
But in all seriousness, that was such a cool experience to be in that old piece of crap stadium.
Yeah.
But our fans were right on top of us.
Right.
It was home AFC championship game. It was so loud. And our fans were so fervent and so diehard. It was just an amazing experience.
Patriots are 10-1 against the Jaguars. You know the one loss, who the quarterback was in the one loss?
I don't. Maybe you should tell me.
Turn to your left.
Oh, man.
You helped me out on the sidelines.
I did.
Third and seven. We're walking in. Lovett Purnell. We were down 12-7.
He catches close that. Game, right?
Third quarter, boom. We would have been up. Yeah. But
there you go. There you go.
Now I'm here doing TV with Steve Burke.
What are you gonna do? How do you think the matchup will be tomorrow?
You know, it's a good matchup. It's a really good matchup. You know, the wild card, as it is in most of the Patriots games, is how they deal with Gronkowski. They like to play man coverage, but that man is just such a matchup problem that it's going to be really hard for them. It's going to come down to, as most of these games do, a special teams play, a turnover, and the Patriots usually win those battles.
Thanks for coming on.
Great to see you.
Good
Steve.
To see you.
All right, buddy.
Zo,
see you later.
We'll be along later on in the show. All right, Drew Bledsoe, Scott Zolak, we'll be back with more Patriots All Access coming to you live from Robert Kraft's house. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with Coach Belichick on the eve of the AFC Championship game.
There are really no weaknesses in the game. They're strong across the board, and they make a lot of big plays.
And later, what were the takeaways from the Pats and Jaguars joint practices back in August?
It's good to go back and, you know, maybe see some one-on-ones.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Coming up the middle of the 40, 45, and down, fumble, Patriots are
Obviously, tomorrow's not the first time the Patriots played the Jags for a trip to the Super Bowl. How about that game? Welcome back to this AFC Championship edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. We're coming to you live from the home of Robert Kraft. In prepping for Tennessee, the Patriots coaches got a chance to watch the Titans take on a familiar foe, the Jacksonville Jaguars. But they also got a first-hand look at Jacksonville back in training camp. Here's Scott Zolak with the coach.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, first of all, congratulations. Seven straight AFC Championship games. Got to make you feel pretty good.
It's great to be in this game. Yeah, it's a good feeling to be in this game.
Okay, you win the game on Saturday. You get to sit back a little bit. I'm sure you're still prepping, going over the film from Saturday night, but you got to see what transpired out in Pittsburgh. Jacksonville took care of them. How much did the 3 days, the joints, help you as you prepare and as you watch a tape in Pittsburgh? Do you see similarities and little things here and there?
It definitely helped. It definitely helped give us a feel for some of the personnel. There was a couple of guys that didn't practice that week for both teams, but the majority of them did, and so it was a good opportunity to see their personnel up close, and they saw ours, so I don't think there's any advantage there. You just know each other better. And scheme-wise, just having a little bit of an understanding of how they play things, how they, you know, how they do certain, execute certain plays. And again, they saw the same thing from us. So it's, I don't think there was a big advantage there, but it's certainly in your preparation that it helps you understand things better.
Going back to preparation too, when you prepare for the Tennessee Titans, like you did last week, Jacksonville's a team in the division, play them twice. Mm-hmm. How much did that preparation, because you probably looked at a lot of Jacksonville tape last week too, right? Good.
Yeah, absolutely. So you saw those two teams match up against each other and, you know, it's an interesting matchup, but again, both teams are very good, and both games were quite a bit different. The first game was a September game. The last game was the last game of the year, and they were quite a bit different, but it was interesting to see those teams play against each other and then play them back-to-back. So that was, you know, we knew Pittsburgh from having played them in December. Jacksonville was probably a team that we need more time on. And, fortunately, we've been able to go back to what we did in the training camp practices as a little bit of a foundation.
Is this the biggest, best defense and physical defense that you guys will have faced all year?
Yeah, best defense, best offense, best special teams. They're really good in every category. They're at the top of the league in so many offensive categories. Points, rushing, you know, they're dominant in the first quarter on both sides of the ball. Defensively, they're at the top of the league in most everything. They're a good return team. They're a good blocking team, a good coverage team on special teams. So there really no weaknesses in the game. They're strong across the board, and they make a lot of big plays. All the receivers are over 10 yards a catch. Both the tight ends are over 10 yards a catch. They have a lot of explosive players and plays on returns for touchdowns and big plays offensively, big plays in the kicking game. So they can really get you on any play.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @DangerDave1010. These things get better each and every week.
Great.
Talking about defended Leonard Fournette, and you've played a lot of big backs over the years, even go back to like Bettis, but he's a different animal. Young kid, good churn of the legs. How do you defend those type of backs, once they ask?
Well, the best thing with any back is not to let them get started. Yeah. So the more room you give them, the more space they get to be creative, and in Fournette's case, run with the power and explosion that he has, the harder it is. So hopefully we can do a good job of not letting him get underway. And when he does that, then it's he's a hard guy to handle. We're going to have to do a great job of tackling and gang tackling, because a lot of times it's hard for one guy to get him down.
All right, if you want to ask Coach a question like Danger Dave did, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Illustrator later in the show, take a couple looks at maybe what Jacksonville does.
Yeah, they're explosive plays. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, see you later in the show, Coach.
Okay.
Let's go ahead. My conversation with one of the Patriots' best playoff performers as Patriots All Access continues from Robert Kraft's house. Stay with us.
Get it.
Right all night.
James. Touchdown. He's going to sprint to the pylon. Good God. For a touchdown. Patriots.
Good game, man.
Yeah. I want a hug from you.
More high five.
Time.
Welcome back to this AFC Championship edition of Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. You know, Tom Brady is undefeated in playoff games against teams he hasn't faced during the regular season. However, they're 12-9 against, well, in rematch games, I should say. Pats and Jags played in the preseason. As a matter of fact, they spent 3 days practicing together.
Training camp is a great time of year, especially when the Patriots take part in joint practices. But I have to tell you, when the Patriots and Jaguars were here in Foxborough 5 months ago, I only expected one of those teams to be here on Sunday.
It's training camp, and so everybody's, you know, trying to earn a job, and we're grinding together and trying to, you know, form the team. And it's a great time to compete.
I mean, I think they were a tough, physical football team.
Young team, they're a good team, some explosive players, and... You know, we knew the running back was pretty good for a rookie. You know, he's running hard, man. They were good.
The rookie is in for a Jacksonville touchdown.
It's good to go back and, you know, maybe see some one-on-ones, you know, against a guy you were trying to block, and maybe some of his rush moves really focused in.
They clearly took notes on what the Patriots were doing, because they said, we want to come here and work with the champs. We want to see how they prepare, the little details that they focus on to be the way they are, and we want to try to measure up to that standard. And they obviously took great notes to get to this point.
That was a long time ago, though. You know, they're a totally different team. They're a lot better team, you know, and it's going to be a totally different game. So we have to get ready to go, bring our A game. I mean, winner's days.
So this is obviously a unique storyline. I mean, the fact they practice together. But is it going to make the difference between a win and a loss? I think it would be a stretch to say that.
You know, during the regular season, Danny Amendola has averaged over 3 catches a game in his 5 years here in New England. Come playoff time, that number has nearly tripled. Here's my conversation with number 80, Danny Amendola.
Danny playoff Amendola, for real.
After last weekend's game, Bill Belichick went on and on about you and how trustworthy you are. And Josh McDaniels calls you Mr. Reliable. When you hear those coaches talk about you, how does it make you feel?
That makes me feel good. You know, we put a lot of work in, you know, in the offseason and OTAs and in camp to earn a spot on the roster and earn a spot, you know, in the offense in my case. And, you know, to have their trust is great.
You know, you not only have their trust, you have Tom Brady's trust. Mm-hmm. But I got to bring up one play. When Brady was rolling to his right, threw back across field to his left. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's trust, and then there's trust.
Yeah.
Did you think he was going to throw you the ball?
You know, I had a hunch, but, you know, he was going to his right. I was going, you know, across the other way. And, you know, coaches may say not to do that, but, you know, he saw what's behind me, and he trusted that I was going to, you know, keep moving, and he made a great throw. I think it was like a fadeaway. So
it was a great pass. How have you developed that trust over the years with him?
We've played a lot of football together, whether it be in you know, the summertime or, you know, in camp or throughout the, you know, 5 seasons that I've been here. Played a lot of football, and, you know, we've shared a lot of ideas, and, you know, going to continue to grow and continue to try to get better.
Let's talk about this AFC Championship game, this one in particular, because you've played in so many, okay, every year. Since you've been here, you've gone to an AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
How is this one different from the others?
I don't know if it's different, but, you know, it's definitely the most important game that we've played so far this year. And we're playing the best football team that we've played so far this year. So we got to have a good week of preparation and come into Sunday ready to go.
How do you match up against Jacksonville?
Yeah, they're a good team. They have a lot of great athletes. They fly around. They're well coached. And they got a great defense. So you know, I think we match up well. We just gotta have a great week of preparation and you know, be ready for the game.
Danny, there's some players that never get here. Mm-hmm. You've been here every single year. Do you realize what you've accomplished? What do you appreciate the moment that you're in?
I do appreciate it. I remember when I was in St. Louis, and 1 year we were 1-15. Next year, won 4 or 5 games, and you know, that feeling in the postseason, you know, it wasn't there. And you know, I'd look at the other teams like the Patriots that have been in this situation for a while, and it's a testament to the organization and how hard we work, you know, year in, year out. So I'm excited, just as excited as any other year, and I'm ready to go.
Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it, sir.
All right.
Coming up on All Access, a report from Jacksonville on the upstart Jaguars.
You know, usually I'm home right now in the offseason, but still being here with my teammates, it's a great feeling.
But first, we sit down with the man who rescued the Patriots franchise 24 years ago, a live conversation with owner Robert Kraft.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Belichick and all our players put team first. And you made a difference today helping our great team go 12-0. It's a great pleasure for us on to Jacksonville.
You did your job for a number of reasons. All of you in the stadium understand how big this win was.
Well, certainly a nice montage of championships, and joining me now is the host of the party, Mr. Robert Kraft. And I do want to point out, 24 years ago tomorrow, we have an anniversary to celebrate. 24 years ago tomorrow, to the day, you bought the football team. Hard to believe, 24 years, huh?
It really is, and I pinch myself, and I want to use this occasion to thank the fans for the great support they've given us. I think back, we had that one home playoff game in 1978, the previous 34 years, and tomorrow is our 25th home playoff game. And so it's really pretty cool. And we've been able to win 21 of the 24. I hope it's 22 tomorrow.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone compared the Patriots, only other team, to the New York Yankees, a dynasty. That's quite a comparison.
Well, that's kind of him, and I think he's using the Bill Belichick mantra of respect for the other team. But I hope he feels that way after the game tomorrow.
Talk about the fans, because you have fans everywhere, in New England, outside New England, and there are also people that don't want to see this team win. Robert.
Well, I understand that, because when I look, I'm a Red Sox fan, and seeing the Yankees win all the time, you know, you had respect, but you didn't like them. And I, in a way, it's a compliment because people feel that way. But I've been in L.A., I've been in Florida, I've been in Illinois, and, of course, New York here. And everywhere I go, there are Patriot fans. It's pretty cool. And you know, the support that the fans have given us here. Last Saturday night, we had one of the highest attendance. Very cold night. And they did their part. And we hope they come out tomorrow and make a lot of noise again.
What do you like most about this football team, this year's team?
You know, the resiliency. I remember we started 2-2 after 4 games. And all the naysayers came out. And, you know, no matter what the issue, and excuse me, it's a great credit to Bill and the coaching staff. They're always able to bring the team together and focus on the priorities and not get distracted.
I got to bring up the topic because it's a hot topic. Handemonium. When you found out that your quarterback was hurt, did your heart skip a beat? Or are you okay?
Well, more than my heart. And, you know, I actually was in Florida for a day and a half. And I was out in a restaurant, and I got a call from my favorite quarterback, FaceTime, and saw his situation. So then I got up here quickly and to see firsthand, and I saw him throw a few out at practice, and it made me feel a lot better.
Made you feel better.
But it's still a challenge, you know. It was an unfortunate force majeure item, and so now we hope for the best. He's a real competitor, as we all know, and, you know, we have a pretty good balanced team. And
yeah.
Sometimes these issues help you bring the team together, too.
Seventh straight AFC Championship game you headed to. We were just here last year, sitting right over there.
We wanted to give you more space.
Our How good special friends is that to you, though? Think about that.
It's unbelievable. You know, think about we've owned the team now. This is our 24th season, and this is the 13th championship game we've gone to. And it's a great credit to the players we've been privileged to have, the coaches, and the fan support. The fans in this community gave me the kind of support and my whole family to go out and do the things we've had to do. And it's allowed us to create a culture where we're all together, and we've been able to attract good people. And of course, that's the key to life: quality people and continuity.
How nervous do you get before a game, and can you sleep the night before?
Well, I don't sleep great most nights, so sleep isn't the qualifier. But you know, Jacksonville is much better than anyone is giving them credit for. They have the best defense. Their front four and their secondary is excellent. And Blake Bortles is a lot stronger than people give him credit for. So we're going to have our hands full. I'm aware of that.
Talk about Coach Belichick and the dynamic that you guys have.
You know, it's, excuse me, it's unbelievable how good he is and the work ethic he has. You know, this is the completion of our 18th season together, which keeping continuity in this business is so hard. And I'm always around watching little things. And I can just tell you his work ethic and the time and energy and thought he puts in every week is off the charts. And he's been able to assemble a great team of people around him. You know, our two coordinators, you know, Dante Scarnecchia, Joe Judge. The whole staff is really outstanding and very special.
It's your party. You have a lot of guests here. Go have fun, will you?
I hope it's not over soon.
No, I hope not either.
Thank you, fans.
Here you go. Robert Kraft, our guest. We'll be back with more of this live edition of Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us. Welcome back to this live AFC Championship edition of Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. You know, the Jacksonville Jaguars are one of the great turnaround stories of the NFL season. 3-13 a year ago, the Jags went back to the future, hiring Tom Coughlin to be the head of operations. He was their first GM and coach. When Dan Roach went to Jacksonville to find out how the Jaguars turned their season around.
Time now for the Opponent Spotlight, brought to you by GEICO.
Jacksonville is headed to the American Football Conference Championship. They're coming off an epic 45-42 upset of the Steelers in Pittsburgh last week, and some would say perhaps with a bit too much confidence.
We going to the Super Bowl, and we going to win that.
The Jags, who were motivated by the trash-talking Steelers last week, dismiss Ramsey's words as merely Jalen being Jalen.
I love Jalen, and I'm always with him as far as, you know, his competitive nature. At the end of the day, he said it, so we just got to go out there and got to handle it.
Ball is out. The ball is out.
Jacksonville's defense is its strength. The Jags D, which features four Pro Bowlers, ranked second in the NFL in yards allowed and sacks with 55. But can they stop Tom Brady?
Well, Brady has seen it all. I don't really think it matters how fast the rush gets there. It's just constantly being a net around him and just being in his face.
While the Jags' main weapon on offense is running back Leonard Fournette, who had 109 yards rushing and three touchdowns against Pittsburgh, the Jags certainly know the weapon of choice on offense for Tom Brady is Gronk.
He's not an easy person to tackle. He has a real good stiff arm. I've seen him run through guys.
Gronk is a hell of a player, man.
And finally, after winning just three games last season, the Jags come to Foxborough with nothing to lose and a first-ever Super Bowl berth to gain.
Being here right now, you know, it all feels surreal. You know, especially from when I first got here, you know, we were so far from this moment. You know, usually I'm home right now in the offseason, you know, but still being here with my teammates, it's a great feeling.
Well, the Jaguars are just 1-3 in the postseason against the Patriots, including a loss in the 1996 season AFC Championship game up in Foxborough. With the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach. And now it's time for some film work. And here's Bill Belichick, Scott Zolak, and the Belestrator.
Coach Belichick returns to the show here. And, Coach, real quick look here on the Belestrator. A lot of people waiting for this. A couple of looks, Jacksonville here, special teams.
Well, they're very explosive in all three phases of the game. In the punt return game, they're a good rush team. They put a lot of pressure on the punter and on the kicker and field goal rushes as well. Sometimes it's all-out rushes. Sometimes it's just with one or two guys forcing. But as you can see here, they do a good job of pressuring the punter. And then Mickens as the returner, very explosive player. So here he takes the ball on the bounce. Not a real clean play, but gets a little bit of space, finds a gap there in the coverage, hits the seam, and now he's very, very explosive in the open field. You know, sets up a touchdown here. Wow. Run back to the 2-yard line. So Grant on kickoff returns, mm-hmm. Mickens on punt returns. They're a very explosive special teams unit.
Third long here, Pittsburgh situation.
Yeah, not the situation you want to be in. Third and 17. This is bad. You know, Ramsey, one of the top corners in the game, does a great job down here on this play. The Jaguars are in a looks like going to be a pressure defense, and then they pull out of it and really play cover one with Church as kind of the middle of the field rover in here. They try to hit Brown on the in cut, and you see Ramsey go up here, and that's the ball. Bounces to Church. Church intercepts it, runs back for a touchdown. One of the many returns that the Jaguars have had this year, scoring on defense. So scoring in the kicking game, making big plays in the kicking game, making big plays on defense. And, of course, offensively, they have a lot of horsepower there, too, with their running game, the quarterback, and their big play receivers. So this is the first play of the game against the Rams. Open up here, get the ball on the 25-yard line after a touchback on the kickoff.
Good defense, 8 guys in a box, 9 yeah. guys.
Wow. Yeah, no doubt about it. The Rams are down here playing it, and, you know, they just go to Fournette on a kind of a power play here, and he cuts it back right over the center and hits the seam. He's a strong runner, downhill guy, has really good pad level, good lower body strength, runs through a lot of arm tackles. And he's got explosive speed, as we can see here. Wow. This turns a, you know, 8-10-yard run into a 75-yard touchdown. So, really, in all three phases of the game, this is a very explosive team.
I know you're excited for tomorrow. Everybody else is, too. Go get them tomorrow. Good luck on Championship Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
All right, Coach.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
All right, welcome
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. We're coming to you live from Robert Kraft's house. Joining me now is Patriot Hall of Famer Willie McGinnis and Scott Zolak. We were just here last year.
We were here.
We got to talk about the jacket.
He didn't have to get all dressed up for us, man. I was coming in town.
He brought out the finest thread.
You know what? Right here. You know what? Must be a special night.
It is a special night. I'm overrated, but it's a very special night. This never gets old.
No.
Right? Imagine what your football team has done. Seven straight AFC championship games.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, the big thing about it is people see the Patriots here or different teams here. Like, to get here, if you get one or two or three, the work that it takes to get here, how hard it takes to get here, man. It's a blessing. And because we went through it, to understand it, you appreciate it so much to see how spectacular and amazing it is. On the other hand, I mean, it's going to be hard to duplicate it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I think everything changed when we got this guy. I mean, I was here during the bad years, but you talk about a football environment.
Yeah.
When they drafted Willie, he was obviously Mr. Kraft's first draft pick
fifth son.
So it's about creating that environment, that winning environment.
Right.
And I can't tell you how many times Andre Tippett's here. I used to fear Tip in the early 90s.
Right.
Then you learn to fear this guy.
Right.
Because you set the tone in the locker room. That's about work ethic, your approach, your job, how you go about your everyday business. And I think that's why we're here. And it's great seeing guys like this guy, Drew Bledsoe, and all these guys that come back to Mayo and company.
Yeah, Drew is here, and it is special, man. And that environment has been duplicated year after year after year. And you try to get that because it's the camaraderie, really, with the players. It's the type of character guys you bring in. It's getting a group of men to buy into a system.
Right.
And it's creating a culture and pretty much holding guys accountable.
Yeah.
You know, that keeps all those things in place before you even step on the football field. So once you step on the football field, if you got all those things in place, you got a good chance to be successful.
It's about the right captains. And I think, you know, it still translates today, whether it's Slater, Brady, Gronkowski, go on down the list. Guys like Vrabel. Congratulations, Mike Vrabel, new head coach.
Head coach.
See, but this is the environment you create.
Right.
Guys that know how to attack the job. And it all started with this guy right here. I can't thank him enough.
We have about 45 seconds left. Talk about the warrior Tom Brady is. He's going to have to play through this injury tomorrow. You know about it. We're calling it handemonium here in New England.
We don't need another monium or this.
Willie's never heard anything before, right?
We got so many, but the thing is, we always talk about his work ethic and his grind,
right,
and his passion for the game. And I didn't care if he lost a finger or half a hand; it wasn't going to keep him out of this game. He's going to play in this football game, and he's going to figure out how to manage it, whatever the case may be. He'll be out there ready to go. So I'm not really worried too much about Tom. But a lot of people did get nervous when they heard the news.
Don't overlook the Jaguars, though, right?
Finger game. We already went through this, man. So it's back to Jacksonville.
You don't ever overlook teams.
Right.
Yeah. And it's funny to me. It's a little ironic that Jacksonville's talking Super Bowl and overlooking the Patriots.
Overlooking the Pats.
And that's the same thing.
Thought they would have learned from Pittsburgh.
Right.
Yeah, they got motivated because Pittsburgh did that to them.
Yep.
All right. That's what got them
not
going.
Not done.
We got to go. Not done is right. We are done here,
though.
Yes, that's
all
it.
Right.
That's it, man.
All right.
Tomorrow, WBZ is the place to be. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Very much. Ooh, look at that Jackson. Hey, Willie, don't get anything on it. We think you got anything in the pocket.
WBZ Morning News will kick things off with Chris McKinnon and Kate Merrill. Broadcast live from Gillette Stadium tomorrow starting at 5 a.m. Then at 11:30, a special 90-minute edition of Patriots Game Day. At 3, it's the Patriots and Jaguars with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. The first place to hear from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady after the game for the fifth quarter. That wraps up this live edition of Patriots All Access from Robert Kraft's house. Thank you all for joining us. To everyone here, to Mr. Kraft, to the guys behind the scene, have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.